2 days after Eugene Nielsen told his harrowing story to Army G2, General Douglas MacArthur waded onto the shores of Luzon in one of the largest land invasions in the Pacific War. There are more than 7,000 nicked and wrinkled islands in the vast archipelago of the Philippines, but Luzon is the principal isle, the most populated, most developed, and historically most important rock in the green volcanic chain, home of the port city and capital, Manila. In March 1942, when the defeated General MacArthur had vowed, "I shall return," no one needed to ask where he would return to. For practical reasons, MacArthur's forces had established an initial Philippine beachhead in October 1944 on the island of Leyte, a few hundred miles to the southeast of Manila. But Luzon remained the prize, the sine qua non. Consequently, the Japanese dug in for what the War Ministry in Tokyo called the decisive battle, although the War Ministry seemed to call every battle decisive now that the stakes grew higher and American forces steadily closed in on the home islands of Japan. Radio Tokyo had announced with characteristic hyperbole that American troops attempting to invade Luzon would be treated to the hottest reception in the history of warfare. Propaganda aside, it was true that General Tomoyuki Yamashita, who commanded the 14th Imperial Army, waited for MacArthur with more than 250,000 men. The invasion took place on the balmy morning of January 9, 1945, at Lingayen Gulf, a broad crescent of beaches, swamps, and aquaculture ponds some 100 miles north of Manila. In terms of firepower and manpower, in terms of planes and warships and amphibious craft, the invasion at Lingayen Gulf was larger than the Allied landings upon the shores of Italy and North Africa, and second only to the Normandy invasion on D-Day. Such titanic force turned out to be unnecessary. Postponing his hot reception for later, Yamashita declined to contest the landing. The Japanese ground forces conserved their firepower for the protracted defensive war Yamashita planned to wage in the highland jungles in the north of Luzon. Thus, the Great Invasion, while epic in scale, bordered on the anticlimactic. The Japanese responded with an eerie calm that seemed out of character. Not only were the Lingayen beaches unfortified, they were empty. 5 hours later, Douglas MacArthur marched onto the strand with his usual pomp and circumstance. Then, with little of either, came General Walter Kruger, the decidedly businesslike and undramatic commander of the U.S. 6th Army. Kruger, 64 years old, was a career military man beloved by ordinary troops for his gruff and uncomplicated humility, which made him seem the antithesis of his supreme commander. MacArthur and Kruger established a beachhead and quickly regained their bearings in a land they both knew with intimacy and fondness. With the Japanese refusing to join the battle at the coast, the Americans were left with two separate goals: pursue Yamashita north into the mountains and drive south for Manila. But winning the capital came first, and MacArthur urged Kruger to move his 6th Army down the central plain with all possible haste. "Go to Manila," MacArthur demanded. "Go around them, go through them, but go to Manila."